You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Jacob. Thank you for joining me. This is Hunt Detail. Last week, we spoke about the X and Y axes for deer hunting. And on one axis, you have the duration, and the other, you have location. And there's no two ways around it. You have to invest time. And you can decide if you want to invest time during the off season in scouting, or if you want to invest that time and or save the time during the off season, just use it during October, November in the tree stand. And I prefer to spend a lot of time in the off season trying to find that location, to really get precision down so that come October, November, I'm making the most of my sits and I'm efficient. Because as we all know, things, work, family, other priorities, other commitments, weather, all sorts of things happen during October or November that disrupt your hunting season. And if you can create efficiency or build efficiency into that, those hunts, especially if you're hunting public land, then now is the time to do it. And today we're going to talk about the spot within the spot. And this is just my perspective, my opinion. I am by no means anybody in the hunting space. So I just want to clarify that. I'm just an average Joe when it comes to that. I'm just sharing my thought process, and hopefully this is helpful for you as you listen to this. I know I enjoy hearing other folks with their approach and their tactics and strategies and that sort of thing. So please take it for what it is. It's exactly what you pay for, free. So it's just that's what it's worth. But before I do get into this, I do want to say thank you for listening. I do appreciate your help and support. Please go to the Hunt Detail YouTube channel, follow along there. There's a ton of other content there. There is on this, as you listen to this, please follow this feed and download. And if you could, feel free to share it. And also, more than anything, if you give it a 5-star review, that would be great. I don't know if I have any reviews, so you could be the first, which would be fantastic. I'll even give you a shout out if you give me a review, a five-star review. I'll give you a shout out. If you give me a 1-star, that's a different story. But let's talk about again a little bit about last week. Now, the spot that I was describing last week, if you didn't get a chance to listen, or if you did, I'll go through it briefly here. I still haven't found the spot within the spot. This is a large piece of big woods, public land. It's not ag. There's no ag spots on this big piece of public. It's outside of my state. I barely get a chance to scout it. And I get to hunt it every now and then. And I've hit some home runs there. I found a spot within a spot, which is what I'll get to today. But on this same piece of public ground, as I'm building an inventory over the course of the off season and during the season of other spots that click, that really resonate from a terrain standpoint, from a deer movement standpoint, from a bedding to feed standpoint, to understanding all of that nuance that makes deer hunting so much fun. And so this, as I spoke last week, I'm trying to develop this location more into the spot within the spot. And I think I found some areas there that are going to help me this upcoming season. But there's still a lot to learn. I will definitely hunt that area with a new energy and confidence because of what I found in that scouting session. And this week, I'm going to talk about a scouting session that I did this weekend. And this is a spot that I've really done, I think, a really solid job of fine-tuning, even over the course of this past hunting season. I did have a little bit of a failure But this last season, I did have a bit of a failure at this location. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how I found this particular spot. This is, let's just say, we'll just call it home run. The other area that I was discussing last week, let's just call it singles and doubles, and this is home run area. And a couple years ago, I was hunting with, taking my daughter out on this location, and it was youth hunting season, and you know, we had traveled out there. It just made a lot of sense for her and for me to take a trip and to do this together and spend some time out there. And we went out there, and it was youth hunting season, and I'm always scouting, no matter what, even if I'm, you know, turkey hunting, whatever I would be doing, even if I'm fishing, I'm still scouting for deer. But I came across this logging road, and it went up a really steep ridge, and I could see where this long hills or ridge, I guess, sort of pinched down as it came up to this logging road. And it pinched down in such a way that I could see areas where deer were crossing this logging road. And I think it really kind of pinched it down to like a 75-yard area. So you have, you know, it was clear that there was deer movement there. And it really caught my attention because it was, you know, again, I could see, you can see embankments where deer, you know, have been gone up or going down on up and over and across this logging road. And then I found a scrape, and I thought, okay, I'm going to make a mental note about this place. And came back later that year and killed a really nice buck. One of my best bucks. And I had sat there a couple times and had nothing, but tweaked the setup a little bit and then killed this real nice buck and was very happy. And this was sort of a home run situation because I really hadn't spent a lot of time scouting it other than understanding that this is an area that pinches down deer movement. And I just had a feeling that I could, found some rubs and scrapes, and that's some good sign. And in this area, I knew if you found any amount of sign like that, that it was worth spending some time. So then the next year, came back and sat near this ridge, but across a small creek on the other side of this ridge system. If you can imagine, these two ridges run, they face each other. One is south-facing, one is north-facing. There's a creek between them, and sat on the other side and had an incredible experience where had a group of does come up, then had a, so I worked my way to this area, had a group of does come up about a half hour after I got in the tree, and this was about 10 o'clock, and then about 10:30 had a nice buck come in and killed him. And I was sitting over a scrape, and I knew I was close enough to sort of the other area that I had hunted the previous year that I was in the game. So I killed this buck, and then literally, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes later, another buck, a bigger buck, comes through, and that was pretty exhilarating. I was already on the ground and getting my stuff together, and there he comes through, and he's at, I don't know, 35 yards, 30 yards, and he is fired up trying to find those does that came through. And it was a pretty incredible experience, and it was kind of frustrating because I knew I'd killed this other buck, and this other even bigger buck had come through. But and then I've sat in those areas other times and had encounters and what I found was this year, I sat on sort of the one side of the system where I had those does come in and that other buck come in. And what I started to realize is that one side of the ridge system, the south-facing side, which is where I first killed a buck, seems to be where a lot of the bucks are bedding. And in the north-facing side, which is where I had hunted the second time, is where a lot of the does are occupying, the doe families. And so I'm starting to learn more and more about this location and those dynamics. And I think as I look at this area, the south-facing side seems to have more deer, more buck movement, more consistent buck movement. And because of the bedding that's available to the bucks and the benches that are available to the bucks on the south-facing side, it is incredibly thick. It is cliffed out in some areas, and it has a series of benches that overlook the creek system below. And this is the south side, the south-facing slope. On the north-facing slope, it's not nearly as cliffed out. It's very steep, and it's not nearly as brushy. It's much more open. It's much bigger. And again, this is where I found that the does tend to move through more often. And I think there's some feed there's some areas that the does seem to find more comfortable. But I won't sort of get into that nuance. But I think I went back out to this location to really, again, investigate. I wanted to find the spot within the spot. And I shot a buck earlier this year on the south face slope. Again, this area where I am confident that bucks are bedding. I've actually jumped some, one during the season or several different times when I've hunted it before. And so I've marked it on my map. And now I wanted to go back to that area this weekend and really just take a look at it and understand what's really going on. And in a few weeks, everything's going to be greened up. And I don't want to miss the rubs, the scrapes, the beds that I might be able to see, or that I can see now that I won't be able to see in a few weeks. And so again, that's why I'm out. A lot of people might like, why are you scouting this time of year? This is the best time. And so I'll talk a little bit about what I found. So I really wanted to be efficient with my scouting. I just wanted to bomb in. And what I did find was an old logging road that is not on a map. And I think it can contribute to some pressure in different parts of this spot, but it's not. I can see why this bedding area is so attractive to mature bucks because of the way it's cliffed out, and the way that these benches lay, and the way that these benches are so thick. So I found this logging road, which is nice because I can make a mental note of that. I can mark this on my mapping system, and I can understand, okay, here is an area where pressure is likely to come from, because other hunters are aware of this logging road, I'm sure, and this is a way for them to sort of walk in and walk out easily to set up a tree stand or a saddle or whatever. And what I found with the benches is I went and I did find an old scrape, and I didn't see as many rubs as I thought I would see, but I investigated that bench, and as I got into it, there was another bench above it that suggested to me that this was really the more secure area. It had a large down tree. It was much smaller. There weren't trails running through it. It was sort of not necessarily difficult, but not easy to get to. And I think that this, to me, this area, and again, it's not something you're going to find on a map, even your Onyx or whatever mapping platform, HuntWise, that you might be using. And so this is why it's so important to get out there. And so I found this little area, marked it on my map. I did put one trail camera down on the lower bench, and I didn't put two cameras. I had another camera. I thought about putting it up on the upper bench, but I've seen an increase in pressure in this area. And from what I can tell, the folks that are hunting this area, they're not hunting it appropriately. They're hunting it in sort of that on that north side. And I think they're hunting it down in the creek bottom. And there is a lot of sign down there. And certainly in November, I can see why you would want to hunt down there. But, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't, and I'm not sure that, I'm sure they've maybe killed deer down there or whatever, but to me, I'm thinking of October, and I'm thinking of my sits when I've sat in this general vicinity where I don't have any encounters, but I'm confident that deer are there. My goal is to hunt within 70 yards or so of this, these benches that I found, specifically the smaller one, because I feel like in mid-October, if a mature buck is there, him and where he's going to go is probably not going to be too far from where he's at. And if I'm at 100 yards or 150 yards away or whatever that may be, I'm not even in the game. But if it's middle of October and I get in between him and where I suspect he might be feeding, you know, on a hot white oak acorn tree, or get somewhere in there without, you know, with the right wind and everything, I think that I could fill my tag in early October and then move on to other things, other states or whatever. But I think that to me is about finding the spot within the spot is, okay, I've got a great spot. I've killed deer out of it, and I've had a lot of fun in it. But how do I fine-tune it to a point where I can really maximize my time even more and have more encounters and be more efficient with my time? And I think, and that's really what I was trying to do this weekend when I was scouting this area, is really trying to fine-tune that. And within that, you're trying to find kill trees, and you're marking access points, and you're setting up, again, I set up a trail camera. I feel like if I set up another one, I can only do more damage because I'm drawing more attention to that area. If someone's turkey hunting, if someone's deer hunting happens to see, you know, several cameras in an area, they might start to put two and two together. And, you know, I even questioned if I should even put one camera up. But it's just something to consider as you do your scouting. If you've really if you figured out an area to a point that you know what you need to know, you may not even want to put any trail cameras up, because it's only drawing attention to to an area that you already know what you need to know. And so that's the plan, is to hunt closer to this bedding area in October and try to get within, I don't know, 70 yards or so. We'll see how that goes. I mean, again, October, it's going to be pretty thick. I could probably pull that off if I play my cards right, if I'm quiet and I take my time. I think the other thing is, I did find, I did find some beds, but these were on top. I did find an old scrape on top, and this was near one of the logging roads. And I felt like, I think when you're scouting, if you see sign in areas, like, oh, I found this bed and it had hair in it. I think it even had hair underneath the leaves a little bit. It seemed like an old bed, like a bed that's been used quite a bit, but it was in the open. It was at a point, and on one side was another, it was a very steep area to the north, and another on the south, it was very steep. And then it went out to a point, I think, to the west. And this bed was pretty open. And if you think about the way that does bed, they usually bed on the top of a ridge. They usually bed with other does facing other directions, and they really seem to be more reliant on their visual cues than thermals and scent and those sorts of things than a buck. So I feel like this was probably a doe bed. And when I see something like that, it can be tempting. I definitely take note of it, but it's not necessarily something that I'm going to hunt because it's fool's gold in a lot of ways. Because, well, first of all, it's March. But secondly, it's easy access or easier access. And I feel like a lot of the pressure come the fall is going to come from this, you know, from this logging road and that sort of thing. So to me, that's how I look to develop a spot within a spot. Now, again, take it for what it's worth. That's just my approach. But, you know, I'm within that area of those two benches, specifically the higher, smaller bench. I'm now pulling, you know, trying to identify access points, trying to find actual kill trees, and then going on the theory that when I come in there October 15th, there's going to be a mature buck bedded there. Whether or not that's true, who knows? But that's the theory. So what I would encourage you to do is to go get out, test theories, you know, find pinch points, find funnels, let the terrain tell you where to hunt. Try to find old scrapes, rubs, even beds. Think about access points from other hunters and where that pressure's coming from, and how you can put yourself in a position to not waste your time out in the field. So thank you for joining me. Please like, share, subscribe, and give me a 5-star review. And best of luck this off season. Thank you.